Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. The ICC has confirmed that over the past few months it has been conducting a match-fixing investigation into a small number of former New Zealand cricketers. A statement from New Zealand Cricket confirmed the investigation shortly before the ICC issued its own statement last night. Media reports today have speculated that three cricketers are being investigated. On the field, Australia made the best of some lapses in the field from England to close day one of the second Ashes test in Adelaide on 273 for five. Chris Rogers, George Bailey and Shane Watson all scored half centuries, but England will rue their missed chances, particularly as they'd reduced Australia to 174 for four at tee. A late drop by Michael Carberry was the best of the chances put down by England, and that allowed Brad Haddin to remain unbeaten on seven, alongside Michael Clarke, who made 48. West Indies reached 168 for two in their second innings on day three of the first test against New Zealand, having earlier been forced to follow on in Dunedin. They were bowled out for a dismal 213 in reply to New Zealand's 609 for 9 declared, having started the day on 67 for 2. Thanks to half-centuries from Darren Bravo and Kirk Edwards, they're in a much better position in their second innings, although they still trail by 228 runs. The day did not begin well for them, and it didn't get much better until the final session when Bravo and Kirk Edwards put on more than 100 together. South Africa would appear to be on course for a huge victory in the first one-day international against India in Johannesburg. Quinton de Kock hit 135, Aby de Villiers 77, Hashim Amla 65 and JP Duminy 59 in just 29 balls as the Proteas racked up 358 for 4. A short while ago, India were in big trouble at 97 for 4 in the 22nd over.